This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Many believed that Bill Gates somehow misspoke when he attributed successful depopulation to the vaccines. But it's now evident that he didn't. He was being very clear about the intentions of the globalist agenda. Kill 99.99% of all humans. According to these psychopaths, this is how we will save the planet. And they have convinced an overwhelming amount of the world's population into accepting their agenda and pushing for it. People who believe that humans need to be aborted and believe the human race needs to be culled into a small compliant herd. People that are okay with billions of people starving so long as the screens on their devices tell them it's the right thing to do. But not everyone has gone insane. Some still have a survival instinct. When the Dutch government voted in a scheme that will force farmers to cut their livestock down to unsustainable levels, thereby forcing them out of work and shutting down the second biggest food exporter in the world, the farmers did the right thing and said no. And protests have broken out all throughout the Netherlands. Shutting down the world's second biggest food exporter is all part of the anti-human zero emissions plan. And so the Dutch farmers aren't just protesting losing their jobs. They're protesting the mass murder of the world's population. Just like the Canadian truckers and farmers did last winter. And just like the Canadian police sided with the tyrants, the Dutch cops are doing the same. Police drawing their sidearms on peaceful protesters and opening fire on them.
Leo, hey, wapens, jongen, wapens.
Hey, kom maar, rij weg, jongen, rij weg. Zou je nog meer maar maken?
Using undercover agents and provoking violence to shut down peaceful gatherings. Because the globalists are not taking no for an answer. And while you may back the blue, chances are that they won't back you when it comes to the globalist agenda, which has now enlisted A-list celebrities to convince us all to eat bugs.
I'm Nicole Kidman, and I am going to eat a four-course meal of bugs.
They're trying to persuade us into dying peacefully, like good, obedient slaves. But soon the food will start to run out. And worse, more signs of kinetic world war on the horizon as Japan's longest standing Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is assassinated. And former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev joins President Putin in threatening nuclear annihilation if the United States continues their provocations. Which is exactly what the Extinction Rebellion wants. And it's what the Biden administration wants. It's what everyone in charge wants. The only way out of this is a worldwide people's revolution. The Dutch farmers have begun, and they have been joined by people from other nations. The revolution will not be televised. And if you want to stand up against evil, then now is the time. while you are still alive. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Good afternoon, fellow American patriots. I am your guest host, Royce White, for the hour. I cannot say enough how honored I am to be here in the cockpit in the mothership of truth in America. I do believe that this is the most spiritually alive audience in the world. I'm thankful to Alex Jones for allowing me to be here and host the hour in person, live in the studio. We're going to talk about a lot of things this hour, sacred honor, national honor, America's future. But first, I wanted to show a video of Gaddafi's UN speech to give the framework. I thought Gaddafi in 2009 laid out an incredible framework for globalism, kind of a cheat sheet, a crash course for somebody who may not be initiated. And please share this with others. This is not an endorsement of Gaddafi wholesale as a leader, as a president, prime minister of Libya. However, obviously, Libya has seen its fair share of turmoil since Gaddafi was assassinated by the globalists. But cue the tape up for me if you can. I want people to start this. I want to start the segment off with this speech.
As is known, the United Nations was founded by three or four countries against Germany at the time. The United Nations was formed by the nations that As is known, the United Nations was founded by three or four countries against Germany at the time. The United Nations was formed by the nations that...
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we'll get it up. Guys, yeah, you can go to the post. There's an actual post that'll play the full 12 minutes. That's from the story. Gaddafi lays out, in short, the inception of the United Nations. And this entire new world order was brought about or expedited post-World War II. And that is not a justification of Adolf Hitler and the atrocities that he waged against the Jewish people, but much of Europe and planned to the rest of the world. It is to show and highlight how the enemy we face uses or never misses the chance to use a crisis to their advantage. And what we did, what many people believe that we won World War II, let's say that. We didn't win World War II. We lost World War II. Many people lost their faith after World War II, and that might have been the biggest win for Satan in the last 100 years. After that, we opened up China, Nixon in the 70s, Roe v. Wade. We went off the gold standard, and the NWO was in full force. All of it. The UN, NATO, NWO uses Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany as a justification to consolidate power and global governance. And what Gaddafi explains in the video that we now have queued up for you is how the veto power works of the permanent seats of the United States Security Council and how those four countries that granted themselves permanent seats, first of all, were never in alignment with the original preamble, which stated that all countries were equal. And what has happened Now, those four Security Council nations had the opportunity to be genuine and honorable and humane in their power. But as we so often do as men, we abuse our power. And what has resulted is more wars or 60 plus wars of aggression that the United Nations Security Council has waged. So let's see the clip.
As is known, the United Nations was founded by three or four countries against Germany at the time. The United Nations was formed by the nations that joined together against Germany in the Second World War. Those countries formed a body called the Security Council, made its own countries permanent members, and granted them the power of veto. We were not present at that time. The United Nations was shaped in line with those three countries and wanted us to step into the shoes originally designed against Germany. That is the real substance of the United Nations when it was founded over 60 years ago. That happened in the absence of some 165 countries at a ratio of 1 to 8. That is, one was present and eight were absent. They created the charter, of which I have a copy. If one reads the Charter of the United Nations, one finds that the preamble of the Charter differs from its articles. How did it come into existence? All those who attended the San Francisco conference in 1945 participated in creating the preamble, but they left the articles and internal rules of the procedures of the so-called Security Council to experts, specialists, and interested countries, which were those countries that had established the Security Council and united against Germany. The preamble is very appealing and no one objects to it, but all the provisions that follow it completely contradict the preamble. We reject such provisions and we will never uphold them. They ended with the Second World War. Preamble says that all nations, small or large, are equal. Are we equal when it comes to the permanent seats? No, we're not equal. The preamble states in writing that all nations are equal, whether they are small or large. Do we have the right to veto? Are we equal? The preamble says that we have equal rights, whether we are large or small.
Okay, stop it right there. We're going to come back to this video throughout the hour. I want people to see it's about 12 minutes, 10 minutes of video here. But even so far, I mean, this laid the groundwork for globalism. This is what we face. We face the consolidation of power. We face a scope of governance that is way beyond the humility that was envisioned by our founding fathers here in America for your everyday average American citizenship, a citizen. And we are losing our citizenship in a rapid way. And we have to find a way to look within ourselves, look in the mirror. Each and every one of us at home, look in the mirror and ask ourselves what we've traded for that freedom. The idea of American freedom, the concept of American freedom, a nation of shopkeepers with the Second Amendment. What does that do? It creates a safeguard and a bastion of freedom against economic imperialism and tyranny. And we've given that up. And many of these cultural narratives or these political narratives that wage and wane in different directions have us arguing about things that take away from us the fundamental position we need to protect our citizenship. And it boils down to two main vices: security and materialism. On the right, we've surrendered our freedom for security. We believe in the rule of law. We have a naive belief in the rule of law. On the left, it's radical materialism, whether it's the pursuit of materialism or material things, or it's the lack thereof and then nihilism as a result of a lack of material things. These are the two guiding pillars of our loss of faith. And in our loss of faith, we have a loss of freedom. You can't have freedom without self-governance, but you can't have self-governance without sacred honor and faith. And we're going to be talking about that throughout this entire hour, as it pertains to a number of stories. I'm very thankful to be here again for the hour. Thank you to Alex Jones and the InfoWars team for allowing me to host. We're going to come back with a little bit more from the Gaddafi clip next.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are we equal when it comes to the permanent seats? No, we're not equal. The preamble states in writing that all nations are equal, whether they are small or large. Do we have the right to veto? Are we equal? The preamble says that we have equal rights, whether we are large or small. That is what is stated and what we agreed in the preamble. So the veto contradicts the charter. The permanent seats contradict the charter. We neither accept nor recognize the veto. The preamble of the charter states that armed force shall not be used save in the common interest. That is the preamble that we agreed to and signed, and we joined the United Nations because we wanted the charter to reflect that. It says that armed force shall only be used in the common interest of all nations. But what has happened since then? 65 wars have broken out since the establishment of the United Nations and the Security Council. 65 since their creation, with the millions more victims than the Second World War. Are those wars and the aggression and force that we used in those 65 wars in the common interest of us all? No. They were in the interest of one or three or four countries, but not of all nations.
Stop it there. I mean, you got to love this. You know, regardless of how you feel about Muammar Gaddafi and all of the things that were said about him in his life and the things that he did in Libya, you gotta love a man standing up before the entire United Nations summit in the heart of a very controversial time and just calling all of them out. And you can see as they pan the camera to the crowd of the different nations that are watching, people are just panicking. I mean, I don't know if you guys can see that or feel that, but when I watch it, I can see that the nations who are implicated are just panicking. And, you know, this was the framework for globalism. This was the framework for the globalism we face. And what he's laying out is how the structure of the United Nations has been used to wage war on the free people of the world. And that is what has happened. And American citizens are first to blame. Because the United Nations is a running dog for America's security state, or the security state of the West, or the globalists. It's one big cabal. It's one big group, and many people would say that I'm in danger for even saying that. As Gaddafi surely was, he was killed or assassinated 16 months after this speech. But to go back and circle to America, American freedom, the idea of it. The nation of shopkeepers in the Second Amendment as a bastion against economic imperialism and tyranny. We've given that up. And our security state, our military industrial complex, the three states that are our biggest enemy, like I said before, the administrative state, the security state, and the deep state, we have given up the idea of American freedom for security, and we've allowed our military-industrial complex to use American freedom, America's fundamental foundational values, as a prerequisite to wage unholy wars around the world. So we are culpable. We are to blame, and not just the military-industrial complex that has gotten out of control and went and pirated resources or whatever national interest they say around the world. We, the American people, allowed it because we've been cowards, because we believe it's the government's duty to ensure our freedom and our security. but it was never for the American government to ensure the security and freedom of American citizens. It's for us to do. And every time we give up our own responsibility in ensuring our freedom. We lend a hand for the globalists and our securities, our own agencies here domestically, to tarnish America, the brand of America, and even more importantly, the spirit of America. And that's what's happened, and that's what Gaddafi is explaining in this speech that he gave. And we're not alone. But what we have to understand is we are the safeguard for freedom for the entire world. It's a heavy duty, I know. It's a heavy crown to wear. It's a heavy cross to bear. But it is the truth. America is a unique country in this world's history. The ideas that we were founded upon are unique to human civilization. And with them carry a touch of divinity, the signature of divinity. And we've gotten away from that as well. And we have to go back to both in order to restore this country and to hopefully move the world in the right direction. If America falls, which is the goal of the United Nations, and it was the goal of the United Nations when Gaddafi said it, but it was also the goal possibly in its inception. If America falls, the globalists will have their way. And that's why many of our elected officials and their policies and their ideas and their language sounds so contradictory to the interest of American citizens, because they're not interested in Americans. They're not interested in America. They're not interested in the idea of freedom. They're not interested in the idea of citizenship. They don't want us to have a country. That's what Gaddafi's explaining, is that the United Nations was the predicate to have a borderless one world government. And that's how the United Nations is operated. And the security state has been there every step of the way, lockstep. We have to take these. Look, when President Trump wins in 2024, he needs to clean out this. Every intelligence community head should be fired. The entire intelligence community needs to be cleaned out. OK, the intelligence community is the biggest enemy of this country. And for me, as a 30-year-old man, to sit here on Alex Jones's show and say that carries a significant danger and threat to it. And we all know it who are watching this. Yet we would put up with a president taking a bullet right there in Dealey Plaza. We tolerated that. We accepted that. The magic bullet theory. We accepted the magic bullet theory. It's ridiculous. We accepted that Robert Kennedy was killed by Sirhan Sirhan. The name Sirhan Sirhan is ridiculous. That's a security state asset name if I've ever heard one. We accepted these lies. Why? Because they were greatly crafted. Because they were well woven lies. Because they had a level of brilliance to them. No. We accepted them because it was easier to accept these lies than it was to confront the fact that we had given over our freedom for the security that a corrupt establishment provides us. We wanted to get high. We wanted to jerk off. We wanted to become famous and rich. We wanted to, we wanted to be God. We wanted to be God. And since we have let Satan take the reins, I'm going to hold over until the next segment. That was a rant I didn't plan on, but the spirit's in me. I want to say thank you again to Alex Jones for allowing me to host and to speak to this audience. It is the most spiritually alive audience in the world. I'm proud to be here in the cockpit of American truth. Stay with us to the next segment. I want to touch back on Gaddafi's UN speech. Thank you.
Brought the game-changing product previously only available to major oil companies around the world to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We will talk about whether those wars were in the interests of one country or of all nations. That flagrantly contradicts the Charter of the United Nations that we signed. And unless we act in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations, to which we all agreed, we will reject it and not be afraid not to speak diplomatically to anyone. Now we are talking about the future of the United Nations. There should be no hypocrisy or diplomacy. Because it concerns the important and vital issue of the future of the world. It was hypocrisy that brought about 65 wars since the establishment of the United Nations.
قامت استخدام القوة
The preamble also states that if armed forces is used, it must be a United Nations force. Thus, military intervention by the United Nations with the joint agreement of the United Nations, not one or two or three countries using armed force. The entire United Nations will decide to go to war to maintain international peace and security. Since the establishment of the United Nations in 1945, if there's an act of aggression by one country against another, the entire United Nations should deter and stop that act. If a country, Libya for instance, were to exhibit aggression against France, then the entire organization would respond because France is a sovereign state, member of the United Nations, and we all share the collective responsibility to protect the sovereignty of all nations. However, 65 aggressive wars have taken place without any United Nations action to prevent them. Eight other massive, fierce wars whose victims number some 2 million have been waged by member states that enjoy veto powers. Those countries would have us believe they seek to maintain the sovereignty and independence of peoples and to use aggressive force against peoples.
Stop. Stop it there.
While we were...
Incredible. Incredible. Let me read you the permanent members of the Security Council right here. I got it brought up. We got China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom, and the United States. China was the only country, not coincidentally, that was democratically voted to become a permanent member of the Security Council. What Gaddafi is laying out is what we face here in America as a nation. It's just on a smaller scale, but correlated to the global as well. The surrendering of freedom in the name of a security of a war that has not yet come. And we do it every single day. And I see many of the issues that we discuss lacking any real concept of sovereignty. Or the importance of sovereignty, the importance of a nation state, the importance of self-governance. There is a price for freedom. The price of freedom is death. Thomas Jefferson said it. Malcolm X said it. And it's not to say that once you die, you become free. That's one way you could look at it, which is also true, I would say. But it's to say that in order to have true freedom, you must confront the possibility of death in pursuit or securing that freedom. And many of us don't want to have to confront the possibility, the immediate possibility or danger or threat of death in the pursuit or securing of our freedom. And that's how these corrupt institutions and people have taken the idea of freedom, democracy, all of these ideas, and use them as propaganda to wage war and create a global governance. Now, I mean, this segues perfectly into the conflict that we have going on with Russia and the Ukraine, because you got Russia sitting here on the Security Council for many, many years, and they're going, well, wait a second. If the Security Council is not going to play by the rules, If the Security Council is going to be undermined by NATO and we're going to play a a la carte game with the charter or the preamble, then the hell with the Security Council altogether. So now we have a proxy war, a three-way proxy war between the West, France, the United Kingdom, and the United States, China, and Russia. So the United Nations has become a nothing body. And these are the fundamental issues that American citizens have to start to look at and use to inform their decisions about their own individual lives and freedom, but also who we vote for. and how we hold those people accountable. Because if the United Nations has become a nothing body, not adhering to the preamble or the charter, or that the countries in the Security Council are actually in a proxy war, which they are, then that means the World Health Organization has become a nothing body, which we already know. But I mean, factually, on paper, the World Health Organization is illegitimate as it stands because its parent organization, the United Nations, is illegitimate as it now operates. This is significant. This is significant, and that's why when I went back and watched this UN speech from Gaddafi a few days back, I was in awe, because it dawned on me that all of these global governing institutions openly speak as though they have supreme authority over the world, when in actuality they have no legitimate authority. They certainly don't have any divine authority, but they don't even have the authority that they laid out for themselves on paper, which shows you how incompetent they really are. Russia's not going to play by the rules of the United Nations. China's not going to play by the rules of the United Nations. And these other non-permanent members that are on the Security Council, Albania, Brazil, Ghana, India. India is one of our nationalist allies there in Southeast Asia. But Mexico, Kenya, the United Arab Emirates. I mean, the non-issues. And that's what Gaddafi's saying, is they don't even really get a vote. The United States, as Gaddafi was laying out, is able to veto whatever decisions come down by the broad body of United Nations members whenever we want to. And, you know, that and also what it shows is how authority, the authority of institutions, the authority of leadership, the authority of joint efforts is really undermined by individual corruption. And it is the case that we face here in America with the House, the Senate, local governance, mayors, governors, the executive branch, the judicial branch. Individual corruption has incredible moral hazard. We stand in the shadow of that moral hazard. And I would like to know from all of these people who are running for office, let's say, on the conservative platform, how do we make up the ground of such moral hazard without God? What is the real prescription for us to cover the ground that we've lost morally, ethically, spiritually, systematically, without a higher power, without a higher calling, without a higher order of ethics? There is no way. And that's why it's not by accident that along the way, while all of this corruption has taken place, there has been a concerted effort to pull God out of it slowly but surely, which has hastened in the last generation during my childhood and into my adulthood. And I'm not going to stand for it. We will bring God back into politics, because God has a place everywhere in the world, in the universe, because he is the Most High. Stick with us to the other side. I appreciate you guys being here with me. Thank you to Alex Jones and InfoWars for allowing me to host this hour. We will take back America. Thank you. Godspeed.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
InfoWars. Thank you for being with us this last hour. I've been hosting InfoWars. I'm proud to be here in the cockpit of American truth. If you get a chance, go watch the rest of that Muammar Gaddafi UN speech on my Instagram. I'm the kind of guy who likes to poke at big tech by posting a speech like that, even though I know the big tech would surely not have me put that content out there. For this last segment, as we wind down the hour, I just want to talk about truth and the importance of truth. The importance of truth here in America and in our everyday life. And the reason why I showed Muammar Gaddafi is because as a Christian man, as a Catholic, I have significant disagreement with many practices of the Muslim faith. Especially as it's practiced in many places in the world today. We can't deny that there is an extremism, radical Islam. However, there is a commonality amongst people who seek and have the courage to profess the truth on the highest stage, on the biggest platforms. And I have tried to, over my life, look at the figures and the people who stood to lose the most by telling the truth at a particular time and find the commonality amongst them. And I don't care, you know, it's all fruit from the same poisonous tree. Yeah, who killed Gaddafi? And I wore the Who Killed Gaddafi shirt recently, this 2 weeks ago in Chicago at the Big Three. And, you know, people didn't even know who Gaddafi was, but one Chicago rapper didn't know who Gaddafi was, and he had a story about Gaddafi having lent, I think it was $7 million or something like that, to Elijah Muhammad of the Nation of Islam to build a mosque. Now, do I agree with the Nation of Islam in every sense? No. Do I consider Elijah Muhammad to be a prophet of mine? No. Do I appreciate the fact that he wanted to build a mosque in what is now war-torn Chicago and give young black males faith in order to guide their life instead of radical materialism, drugs, and violence? I do appreciate that. I appreciate it greatly. And I can't allow my differences of belief as a Catholic and Christian to conflict or conflate or obstruct those who seek to give net positives. And that's why earlier today when Alex and I were talking, I want to make it clear that Christians like I, who are American first Christian sovereignists who aim to bring God more into focus in our politics and in our society, are not calling for a theocracy. We don't want an anti-God theocracy. We don't want a scientific technocracy. We don't want a culture of Satanism. And that is what is spawned in the absence or fear of a theocracy. And there's a common out. Look, Alex Jones is Minister Louis Farrakhan. You may not see it. You may not understand it. They may not have the same beliefs, but there's a reason why they did a sit down interview together, because the establishment that presides over us, that wants to put its foot on our neck, for lack of a better phrase, sees Alex Jones and the Minister Louis Farrakhan as the same threat. And in that commonality is where we can find the unity to actually mount a fight and an effort against the establishment that has never been seen before in this country or around the world. And that's what the establishment is most afraid of. And that's why the focus of my campaign has been to bring uncommon figures together. And that is what the Republican Party has been lacking in this country. It's lacked the courage, the vision, the creativity, and the genuine honesty to bring figures together that stray from the narrative too much. Alex Jones is one of them. Nobody in the Republican Party would tell me to put an ad campaign out, a campaign ad video out with Alex Jones soundbite in it. They would, you know, that makes you persona non grata. We have to find the people who fight back against that, prop them up, support them. So if you can, RoyceWhite.us, that's my campaign website. Surely make a donation if you can. I don't ask for money much, but surely we do need money to fight back against the establishment. But, you know, it's really not about winning or losing. And that's what I wanted to say here. And I appreciate Alex for bringing me on and allowing me to talk about my congressional run. But this is not about winning or losing. This is about faith. This is about restoration. This is about the restoration of national honor, of sacred honor, of morals and ethics and values. And sacred honor are the ideas and the morals and the values that you will live by but are willing to die for. And we may die in defeat. That is a possible outcome that you have to confront and accept in order to be free. And that's been the entire motif of this segment in this hour, that if you don't accept the possibility of death, the immediate and probable likelihood of death to defend your freedom or your citizenship, then you surely are not free. You're not free psychologically first, which then results in you not being free physically. And we are psychological slaves. We are a slave to the machine. We are a slave to the manufactured consent, which is a Chomsky idea, who is way over there on the left and has become a mouthpiece for the establishment himself in many ways. But he laid some jewels before that we can look to. And now we have to go back and piece through all of the narratives that have converged and have us spread thin in conflict or in disagreement, and find that common thread and say, who had it right? Where did they have it right? Did they have to have the whole thing right? Or was the little piece that they had right valuable for us to take and use? And I think we have to fight right now within ourselves to do that. And I hear that a lot of, look, I led the George Floyd protests. Why? because the police departments have become pawns of the corporatocracy. Am I anti-police? Absolutely not. We should refund and overhaul police resources. We should train our police much better. We should give much better mental health support to our police officers. But the fundamental fact is that even our police in this country, the departments, the individual officers, have surrendered their oath to a radical materialism that they pursue instead of the sacred honor that comes with protecting the American people. And in that, the police departments are basically a huge scapegoat. And that's how they became the scapegoat. They became a scapegoat because there wasn't a sacred honor that the police were willing to buck the establishment and fight and die for. Now, I understand the police have tried to push back in many places around the country. But by and large, what has happened is the corporatocracy has set forth a culture of moral decay. And they have positioned the police in between themselves and the free people and said, free people, have at it. Get high, get drunk, be godless, do crime if you need, whatever you want to do, have at it. And the police have to deal with that. And in some cases, they make mistakes. I thought George Floyd was a mistake. But what I wasn't going to do, what I wasn't going to allow, was CNN and the mainstream media establishment to ride into Minneapolis, my home where I was born and raised, and promote an idea that they have some altruistic reason for being there, that they want to just tell the story of the people, that they're a friend of the people, that they want to be a voice for the people. It's a lie. I know it's a lie. You know it's a lie. They know it's a lie. The question is, what are we going to do about it? And what I decided to do was physically go out in the street and lead people who I disagree with politically to the front line of the establishment, to the Federal Reserve. I led 16,000 George Floyd protesters to the Federal Reserve, and I said, here is where injustice starts. This is where economic tyranny is. This is where the elitism of our current corrupt political establishment has undermined the life and citizenship and freedom of George Floyd, absolutely, but you as well. And I had a bunch of white liberals with purple hair and pink hair and green hair and the Church of LGBT look at me and say, why are you saying sovereignty? What do you mean by? I don't care if you think Donald Trump is a white supremacist for saying sovereignty. I understand what the word means, and I can stand before a crowd and stand on my understanding of that word and its importance. And right now in this country, we face a decision of whether or not we actually want to have a country, and the decision that we make will have an impact on the future of the entire world, on the future of countries and nation states around the world, but on the future of the freedom as an idea around the world, as it was originally meant to be when our founding fathers created this country. And ultimately, it will decide the spiritual faith, because right now America's soul is lost in the wilderness, and we're going to need real, competent, faithful, spiritual, strong leaders to bring our soul out of the darkness. Thank you to the Alex Jones audience and the InfoWars audience and the InfoWars team for allowing me to host this hour of InfoWars. It's an honor to be here in the cockpit of American truth. You are the most spiritually live audience in the entire world. Thank you. Godspeed.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.